Aleph Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Sunday the 1st of September, Rabbi Avram Adler, problematic ingredients in medicine. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Scheinfeld on the first yacht site of our good friend Reb Svi Scheinfeld, Zecher Livracha.
I wish everybody a very good Chodesh, and thank you very much for asked me to participate in this wonderful organization, and I feel it a cold. I'm the first one for the news Monday, the Shem Shredis Elul, and would like to just maybe discuss with you one of the most common shilas that I get nowadays, particularly nowadays when, as you know, even prescription medicines, if you look in the package leaflet, I've got all the ingredients inside, and people look at their medicines, which is the same type of tablets which they've been taking for years and years, and they phone me up and they say, can I take this tablet? It's got lactose in it. Almost every tablet's got lactose in it. Lactose is one of the problematic ingredients which is very common in medicines. It's a milk derivative. So is there a shaila about those tablets being milky? Sometimes you may find gelatin inside in the ingredients. You sometimes find gelatin capsules. Now, what is the halacha as far as taking these for medicines which have been prescribed medicines or medicines which one has to take for a person who's not well, either as a preventative or because he's not well? This is one of the most common shilas. And the source, the starting point for this shila, or looking into what the halacha is about eating things, consuming things in a manner which is not the normal manner of consumption. Obviously, when one swallows a tablet or one swallows a capsule, it's definitely not the normal manner of consumption. One's not getting any food benefit out of it. What is the halacha as far as this is concerned? So there's a Gemara in Psochim in Kaf Hei Amud Beis, and the Gemara says there that Mar Baravashi Ashkel Ravina, Maharashi found Ravina, the Shaif Leili Brati Begurke Da'ola, that he was smearing some exudate which was from plants which were Ola. Omale, Eimed Omer Abondan Beshasasakana. How can you do that? You're having Hano from Ola. Maybe the Rabbanan only said that's Beshas Haskana, Shalom Beshas Haskana Miyama. And this particularly wasn't a case of Sakana, so how could you do it? Amalei, so first carrots he gave to him, he said, Hi, Ishtut Sumer, Tami, have it was some sort of fever which he had, and it was Sakana. Iket Amri, Amalei, Midi Derechano, Kavitna, did I do this Derechano? And then the Gemara says, okay, Hano Abole on the Melkoko. But the Maisa, we see that if he was doing something which was not the normal way of having Hano from this this oil that he was smearing onto her, it would seem to be that it should be Mutter. And if you see, certainly in a case, and we're not talking about the point of the second lashon of the Gemara, we're not talking about a case where there was sakona here. There wasn't actually any sakona. It was just that he said the reason why he was doing it because it wasn't the derech hanor. And we find that most of the rishonim learn that where a person is ill, but even though they're not in sakona, the shaloka derech then, and you're doing something using some sort of medication, either smearing it in, or as we'll see later, even consuming it, it's okay. And there's a, for example, the Rosh says clearly, since it wasn't the derech hano, so it's muta l'tzorech refuah, even though there's no sakona, says the Rosh quite clearly. But if it's not the tzorech refuah, I feel a shaloi k'derech hanosha osa. Even if it's shaloi k'derech, it's osa. Midak omali Rabbi Yochanan, ain loikin aleim ele derech hanosha. Masha malkus hu deleka. It's no, there's no malkus for it. Isser amir ikka. And therefore, with most things, apart from, as we say, klayin kerem and bosom acholov, where it hasn't got a loshon rachila, but anything else shaloi k'derech hanosha is mutter. And the same thing, the Ran says very similarly. The Ran says very, very similarly also that shloike that shloike derech cholishu surah b'torah ain loike derech hanasa, and but if it's shalaika derech hanor, then it would be mutter to use it. And the Mordechai says similarly. If we look at the Shulchan Aruch, very interesting, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Nun Hei, Yeredea Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaba passes like as follows. It says, Bishor Isurim, we've been talking about, that's not Avodah Zorah, the previous Sif we've been talking about Avodah Zorah, but other Isurim, because Avodah Zorah, as we know, is a Yehorek Bali Ava, but other Isurim, Bishor Isurim, Misrapim B'mokum Sakona. You're allowed to be cured or used as a refuah b'mokam sakana afilu derech hanoson if it's shemeh u'shaloik b'mokam sakana k'derech hanoson osa shaloik derech hanoson muta chutz miklaya kerem u'bos v'cholov sa'asurim afilu shaloik derech hanoson. As we saw in the the Rosh says that, but all other surim apart from bos v'cholov and klaya kerem is muta shaloik derech hanoson. The Shach says, Now the Shach says something very interesting. He says, this Issa to use something Shalok Derech Hano is only Mutter, we say it's only mutter to do something shloka derech hanosa b'mokum chayli. That's only we're talking about isur anor. Avol isuri achila shori kidis b'shoskim. It's mashma that according to the Shach, and the Shach is one of a lone opinion in this, that by isuri achila it would be mutter to eat something, and it's something which is osa b'anor. You can't have anor from it except b'mokum chayli. But according to the Shach, it seems to be that he would hold that even shlo b'mokum chayli, even generally eating something shalok derech achilosa would be mutter according to the Shach. But there are other Rishonim. There's a Ramban who says punkt faker. It says the opposite. He says that where you're eating something, then it could be worse. And even that and the whole heta of shalok derech is only said by where you're smearing it on, but by eating it doesn't apply. However, the minhag ha'olam and the consensus of opinion is to follow the lenient opinions as far as b'mokum choli, that means, and to summarize, that where a person is unwell, even though he's not b'sakona, and we'll see in a few minutes what we classify as being unwell, but b'mokum choli, whereas one's been prescribed a medicine or a tablet which contains a problematic ingredient, and you're not getting any food basis, we're not talking about something which is chewable, and we're not talking about something which you actually are eating, but if it's in a normal sense and getting a benefit from, you're just either swallowing it, or even if you do chew it, but it has got a bitter taste, anything like that, then we say that mokum choli, it's 100% permitted, even if it's not a cholish, not a choli sheish basakona, cholish ein basakona. Shalom mokum choli, then one shouldn't do that. The practical nafkamina is where you've got a choice. That means that, for example, if you've got something which, let's say, comes both in a capsule form or in a tablet form, and then you've got, for example, vitamins which one takes, which one's not taking because one's actually ill, but taking it as a preventative to becoming ill, then obviously one should try and find those which don't contain any forbidden ingredients. But where we're talking about things which have been prescribed, and mokum choli, according to later poskim, means even, for example, things which you're not actually ill now, but of course like blood pressure medication or cholesterol, anything like that, which one, if one does not take the medication when one's supposed to take it, then one could easily become ill from it, that in itself would already be enough reason to be considered a mokum choli, and you're allowed to be semech on the heter of achila shaloi kederech hanose. So what we need to clarify here and be exactly very, very clear on is that there's two separate things here. There's the question of achila shaloi kederech, and there's a question of something. There's a further stage which sometimes occurs, and that is what happens where the actual medication itself is totally pogrom. We're talking here, the cases that the examples that I'm giving, have been given so far, for example, the tablets which contain lactose, which are most tablets, which if you would, they don't necessarily have a bad taste. We don't know. You're swallowing the tablet. The tablet in itself hasn't necessarily got a bad taste. In fact, but you're not eating it in the normal way of achila. So that is what we call an achila shalokaderech. And achila shalokaderech then will be subject to the halacha lemaisa, that one is allowed to use it for mochem chayli, but b'shloim mochem chayli, one is not allowed to have achila, to have something achila shalokaderech. The question arises, very, very important not to confuse this with the fact that it's not because you're swallowing it in itself. If you would take, for example, that's very important, according to most poskim, except there is a one shitta, but the most poskim, if a person would take a piece of treif meat or piece of trafus and would just swallow it without getting any benefit as he swallows, he just swallows it down, then that is not considered shaloka derech. Just the mere fact that you're swallowing something doesn't make shaloka derech. The heter we're talking about with shaloka derech, and this is very important, people get confused about this, the heter of shaloka derech we're talking about here is something which it's not designed to be eaten. The tablet, even it's tasteless tablet, it's not a good tasting tablet, but it's maybe tasteless. There's even a question, it could be that on the outer coating of the tablet, there's something which if you would lick it, it would have some taste, but that itself, it's constituting achilas shaloka derech, not because you're swallowing it, but because the whole mahus of that tablet is achilas shaloka derech. Not to be confused with the fact that a person would not be allowed to take something which is definitely trefa, but is perfectly, normally would be edible, and swallowing that, we pass the blia, is considered, swallowing something is considered as a derech achila. So therefore that's very important to remember, that everything that we're talking about here is talking about where it's the etzem medication itself is not being provided in a form that is a derech achila. This comes into question with the gelatin capsules, is another point here. Now gelatin, as we know, most capsules nowadays, apart from vitamins and certain things where they are advertised and are written suitable vegetarians and vegans, but most vitamins now, most other tablets, antibiotics or anything else that one gets in capsule form are formulated in gelatin capsules. That's the cheapest form of doing it. Vegetable capsules are much more expensive. And therefore the vast majority of prescription medicines are in capsule form. So this is the question people get worried about. Is there any problem with taking gelatin capsules and swallowing them? So the heter for this is, basic heter for this is, again, it's because of achilas shaloka derech. It's true, the gelatin itself hasn't got a bad taste. It's got maybe no taste, but it hasn't got a bad taste. It's not a bitter thing. It's nothing. There's nothing bitter there. There is a certain heter with gelatin. One plus point for gelatin in capsule form is that it's what we call nisyavesh ke'et. It's been totally dried out. It's like a piece of plastic, and therefore it may not be in that form. It may not be actually edible. But at worst, the gelatin in capsule form is achila shaloka derech. And therefore it's mutter, as we've said, b'mokem, mochem choyli, for somebody who's unwell. And that's the reason why that some taking gelatin capsules, or for example, very common is that you can get paracetamol, for example, you can get in tablet form and you can get it in capsule form as well. I'm not talking about caplets.
What's the difference in tablets?
Sorry?
What's the difference in capsule?
The capsule is the thing with a plasticky thing around it, which it's like a shiny plastic. That's a capsule. A tablet is a solid.
What's the difference?
What's the difference
between them? Why are they making two
different? It's because some people know in certain cases they do it because they can formulate capsules in such a way that they dissolve at different places in the body, and therefore they can be available in different parts. But generally speaking, some people, like with simple painkillers like paracetamol, some people just prefer to take it in capsule form because it's just easier to swallow. Some people find it easier to swallow capsules. Some people find it easier. So they offer it in both forms. So there, where one has got a choice, yeah, it's slightly so. I'm not talking about nowadays they also have caplets, not to confuse between a caplet and a capsule. A caplet is just a tablet which has been formulated in an easier shape to swallow. So those will be the same as tablets. But a capsule is very important because a capsule is actually made with gelatin normally. And therefore, where you have a choice and where you can get this equivalent medicine without problem in a capsule form, it's definitely better, certainly with vitamins and things like that, where there's no actual saccharin, you're just using it to build up your resistance or something like that, then you should definitely use the tablet form rather than the capsule form. How are we doing for the time?
What about syrup?
Come to that. Sorry? So
before you go to syrups, yes. There were Bochum and Yeshiva that used to wrap the capsules in paper.
Yeah, so I'll come to that in a moment. The wrapping in the paper is. I'll come to that in a moment, and then we'll come on to the syrups at the end. There's one other. It's just very, very important to clarify. The first one, what I wanted to clarify, made very clear, is that when we say that taking a tablet or a capsule is an achila shloka derech, it's not because you're just swallowing it. It's not because you're just swallowing it, because otherwise if you would think that, then you'll be misled, and you'll think, well, then why can't I swallow a piece of challah meat or something like that if I don't... That's a big difference. There's a big difference. It's not because you're swallowing it, it's because the whole way you're taking it, by the virtue of that, it's been formulated into a capsule or into a tablet, it constitutes a shloka derech. Then there is now what would be, and this comes to the point that Ralph just mentioned here, very important point. Is there a way around if you would have a good tasting medicine? Yeah, something that tastes, or something which has actually got a good taste, and for some reason, and you need to take it. Is there any way around? And so in that case, there is the heter which is called koirech basiv, which means that. We learn this from Hilchus Matzah, and the Psokim says that Bola Matzah Yotzer. If you swallow matzah, shaila by Mora, but if you swallow a piece of matzah without tasting it, without anything, just swallow it down, Yotzer. That fits in with what we were just saying just now, because swallowing itself, it's still a derech achila. It just happens you swallow, you don't get anything. But Korach Basiv, if you would wrap the matzah around in something else, which is not, sieve is some plant thing which has got no taste, then you're not yotzer. In other words, when you swallow something, from here we learn, that when you swallow something which has been wrapped up in a benign type of wrapping which has got no taste, when you swallow something like that, then by matzah you wouldn't be yotzer. So from there we learn. But if you would have something that is also to eat, and you would be koirech et basiv, then it becomes again an achila shloka derech, and mimela that way would be a way around. Now this thing about swallowing, putting capsules. Truth is that doesn't really, it doesn't. You don't need to do it there by capsule, because since the capsule that would apply where that would be an advantage to do that, where something in its own right it was a derech achila without wrapping it round. So then if you wrap it round, then it makes it into a shloka derech achila, shloka derech achila. But where it would seem to be that the capsules themselves, in any case, even a gelatin capsule, by its very nature and its very existence and the way it is, it's anyway not really edible in its own right. So therefore then it's no problem to just by swallowing it, it's still considered achila shloka derech. There may be an advantage in it where the case where you would get an advantage for doing that, if that's going to help you much, that there are certain capsules which have been flavoured and which are designed chewy things that people take as vitamins and things like that, where the capsule itself becomes like a chewy sort of sweet. So then, but the main reason why they do that is because the person makes it easy to eat. But let's say somebody particularly wanted to have that particular thing because they wanted the contents of there that were good for them to use those contents, then they could be koach that basiv. They could put a piece of tissue paper or some inedible rice, but something which has got no tam to it, and put it round and swallow it in that form. Mitzad ikadin, for normal capsules that one takes, which have got no taste in themselves, mitzad ikadin, there's no problem with just swallowing the capsule in the normal way, and one doesn't have to. And some people are machmir, and they empty out the contents of the capsules and taking water. It's very very important, first of all, to ask doctor pharmacist before you do that, because some capsules are designed especially to be in the capsule, and it can be cause problems if you do empty them out. But even if it isn't going to cause problems, it's a chumrah, and it's definitely a chumrah, and where one's taking the medicine, because it's one medicine that one requires, even if it's just for a mechosh b'alma, for pain or for pain relief, minimum pain relief, or one's taking it one's not mamash ill, one would be allowed to do it. There's one further point which is very important that to be clear on. The main thing, main tactless what I want to get clear here is the Gedorim. Once you understand the Gedorim, then you'll be able to work out for yourselves what to do in each situation. The Gedorim is, we've spoken about now, the Geder of swallowing food. The worst situation would be trying to swallow something which is an actual food. Then you haven't got any heter at all of Shlekler, because the swallowing itself is considered to get heter. We've got something where it's not necessarily, where it's a bitter-tasting medicine which has been mixed with lactose or something like that, and the whole thing is not broil achida because there is something bitter inside there. Or even if it's not actually bitter, but the fact that you're just swallowing it is it's not designed as a food. It's not been designed that, now. But there is another situation, and that is where you've got what we call the nevela she'ena ru'uya lageh. Where you would have something which is actually pogum in itself, so then even a piece of meat which has become gone rotten, has become bad tasting, there the halacha would be, if a person in his mind was then there's no chiyuv at all. That does not come into the category of achila shloka derech. The actual Dovah ha'osa has become muta because it has become not royal achila. And that's different together from what we've been talking up to now. That is a third stage. And there, you will not be bound by the chumras of achila shereka derech. And only be allowed to use it b'mokham choyli. Theoretically speaking, nevela she'ena royal ageh is muta legamri, according to most opinions. And therefore, the only case where really it's... So people get concerned. For example, you do get medication, pancreatic enzymes and things like that, which have been taken out from Dvarim Asurim. But if they themselves are totally not edible, then you'd have an extra heter. If the nafgamina would be, if in any case, you could ask me a question, if in any case you've got the heter of Achila Shaloka Derech, what difference does it make whether it's Nevela She'ena Ruya Lager or not? Nafkamina would be that you wouldn't have the problem of having to be Mokum Chayda. Nevela She'ena Ruya Lager would be even permitted Shloim Mokum Chayda.
Is there a problem with Timtum at all in all these cases?
So we take on that, generally speaking, it's a question that gets been asked quite a few times. I believe, I'm being understand from the people I've discussed this with, that once there's a heter for using it, and there's no, if you're taking it for medical reasons, whatever it is, you've got a heter to take, certain nevela she'ena ruya lageh, there will be no timtum, because it's not osa anymore. It's lost its issa. And anything which you're taking shloka derech is, again, has lost its... It has lost its shame issa. There is one other problem which comes up, which people ask about. We still got a minute. How much?
Yeah. Don't forget syrup.
Oh yes, yeah, the syrups. Yes, yeah, here comes the syrups. Yeah, mention what Ralph mentioned about the syrups. They would be the biggest. They would be the biggest problem because. They are really good tasting, and that is it's kederach. You haven't got normally haven't got the heter of shloka derech in them. If they don't taste good, yeah. something under, then you've got a hetzer. But if it's something which has been designed and it tastes good, then a syrup which contains a dava also could be a problem. Cough mixtures and things like that, if they taste good. It used to be a bigger problem than it was because of the glycerine in which is used in these. It seems to be, it needs to be reading about, over the last 10, 15 years, certainly in Europe, the incidence of glycerine from animal sources is much, much less than it used to be. Partially, I think, or to a great extent, maybe, because many companies are trying to satisfy a vegetarian market, and they want to be that their products are suitable for vegetarians. So generally, most of the cough mixtures, as far as I know at the moment, I'm reviewing it again to be certain this is still the case, but over the last few years, we've been able to be quite lenient about cough mixtures during the year. Pesach is a different problem because there you've got other problems, but during the year, there's unlikely to be treif ingredients in it, and therefore most of them have become all right. Apparently, this is not necessarily the case in America and in Canada. Apparently, they still do use more non-kosher glycerine than we have here. But generally speaking, as far as what this shear is about, and as far as achilas shel kederach, which we've been discussing here, syrups will not be an achilas shel kederach, whatever way you do it, and therefore there you would have to be careful, and even unless it will be a mochim sakona, or the ayatarium, possibly, which we discussed for children in certain situations, there may be heterium for it in certain ways, but generally speaking, they would be considered as a normal derech achila. So that is those are the main points. There one other little point, which really again is more nagar when it comes to Pesach time, is the question of the question of hashavei. That means we've got a principle that if you, even if something is not royal achila, but you attach an importance to it, then there could be an issur rabbanan eating it. It's a question of the Gemara Pesach. But according, certainly for during the year, and Pesach is a separate discussion, maybe a separate share at that time, but for certain during the year, for things which you're taking purely for refuah, because you're taking it for, not because you want that particular thing because it tastes bad, you'd rather not have to take it, but you're taking it, only taking it because you are, you want to get better, you want to cure yourself, you want to alleviate your pain, so then there's no problem of achshavei there. You're not being machshiv the davar also as a food, and therefore will be permitted to use it. I hope that the shiur has gone some way to explain the gedorim, and I'm always happy to discuss things further and to clarify, but I hope that we've made things as clear as we can.